Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right, shalom, shalom, Israel. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High, yeah. Glory to the King. Bless you all. This is your host for the evening, Elder Ezekiel. Hallelujah. And I bless each and every last one of y'all who are joining in, those of you who will hear this broadcast later. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't have the this evening, Saints. Just want to let y'all know, but in-house sound check, saying that the sound is coming in loud and clear. Glory to the King. So with that said, we're going to get started here. And just want to come to y'all this evening just to give a quick word, quick encouragement for the, you know, for you to go on the rest of the week. We already have a lot. We get a lot of word. We get a lot of the throughout the week. But just to keep going, there's so much other stuff out there that you could be doing or you could be tuned into. But it's always good to be in righteous fellowship, and it's always good to be amongst saints, Yah's people, Israelites. Glory to the King. So in the name of the Most High Yah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, in whom there is no other mighty one, but Him alone, to whom all praise is due, and we will forever thank Him for sending us Yeshua HaMashiach, who atoned for our sins. And if it were not for my Messiah, we would not be here today. Hallelujah. So we be very careful to give all praise, honor, and glory to the Most High Yah, who is Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And all that He's done for us, restoring unto us His heritage, allowing us, His people, to come back unto Him. And it's just a beautiful thing, restoring all things. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful, I'm thankful that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thankful that the Father thought so much for me to choose me. Hallelujah. So I am grateful. Glory to the King. Also want to give honor where honor is due to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dowell. Hallelujah. And thank him, as always, for all that he has done over the years and all that he's still doing for Israel, giving of himself, showing us, being an example in this generation. Glory to the King, and doing it with power, doing it with strength, doing it with giving all unto the Most High. Hallelujah. But glory to the King. Read a couple of things, then we'll get started. Hallelujah. But I pray y'all are doing well, Saints. All of you who are scattered abroad, those of you who are called, hallelujah. I pray that you are doing well. And hallelujah. Shout out to all our pastors in the ministry, all the teachers, the elders, deacons, all of the heads of the assemblies, and all of my brothers and sisters that are scattered abroad all over this world. Hallelujah. May the Most High Yah bless each and every last one of y'all. Hallelujah. Y'all find strength in Him. Glory to the King. John 15:1, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. So without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. And we cannot do nothing. Hallelujah. Without the Father. Glory to the King, man. This is interesting times that we're living in. Hallelujah. That was a great message on Shabbat. Shepherd debunking the whole myth of the rapture and all of the lies surrounding it. And also offering encouragement to us as Israelites. Glory to the King. And always reminding us to pray, praise, to rejoice, to be thankful, you know what I mean, to be glad what the Father has done with us and, has, you know, how He's blessed us thus far. So really, really good word on Shabbat, just as always, and on Blog Talk Radio on Sabbath evening. Beautiful, beautiful word. And, you know, unless you've been living up under a rock somewhere, you really haven't been paying attention, you haven't been locked in, you otherwise would know there, you know, a lot of things are taking place in the ministry, and they're taking place for our own good. Hallelujah. So as Pastor Shepherd has been saying, a reset, and no doubt about it, that's what's going to be, and that's what's taking place. Not that I have any exclusive anything for you, but just seeing what's going on and just what I can discern, you know, in the spirit, that things are being shaken up and changes are being made. Hallelujah. So let's keep that in mind and keep our hearts and our minds just focused and attentive to what's going on. Make sure we're praying, you know, and staying focused. Make sure we're fasting. I remember years ago, you know, I didn't quite comprehend what was going on. You know, Shepherd was telling all of us to get ourselves ready and to prepare, you know, because he's like, you know, I've seen this before. I've seen what the Father's about to do something, you know. And when Shepherd speaks to us like that and tells us certain things, it's in our own best interest to take heed to it. It's a warning. It's a warning for all of us, and we need not ignore it, neither whether you comprehend it completely, fully or not. Just do, be obedient and do what's told of you, right? Seek Yah comfort, and he'll reveal to you. You'll be able to see what's going on. But this is definitely a time when we need to be praying. You know, Shepherd already put it out there for us to pray the war on his behalf and his household and all of the ministry in general. You know, there needs to be a prayer that goes out, a cry, a mourning, and just we need to stand in the gap. We need to be praying during this time. Very serious it is. You know, as the world, they're getting worse, worse and worse. We can see this every single day. And just when you think you've seen it all, here comes something else. And don't cease to amaze us, you know, how wicked they are and things that they're doing. But the thing about it is they're not the example. We don't measure ourselves based on them and look at them and think, oh, we're better than them. We got, no. We're looking at the Messiah, the measuring stick, and we're trying to, that's where we're headed, moving on to perfection. We're not looking down at the world and tooting our nose up. No, we have been called to a different way. We are Yah's chosen, and we must conduct ourselves and was present ourselves as such, because at the end of the day, we are ambassadors to the kingdom of Yah. And so we see all of these things happening like it tells us. You know, you see the clouds and you see that it's going to rain. Why is it that you can't discern the signs of the time? We can't discern what's happening. We know things are way worse now than when they were just 10 years ago. Hallelujah. So I don't know about you, but I really do. I can discern what's going on. And I really do. I wake up sometimes thinking about certain things. I'm thankful, you know. The Father placed certain things on my heart. And it's kind of like a warning, you know what I mean? And that's what's going on. So to try to get us to get ourselves together. And I thank Father that he is doing what he's doing. Because if it's left up to us, as we've seen from history, from our ancients, we would abuse ourselves with much liberty. We would abuse ourselves if we give them too much, if we allowed to just do whatever we wanted to do. The masses of people have always done the wrong things, right? They have never, just as a concerted effort, you know, been on one accord to do righteous. You know, many times men's thoughts have been turned to evil works and things like that. We all need some type of correction, rebuke, reproof. We need instructions. It's a way of life for us. We can't get through it without it. And I know sometimes it may seem like, man, this is, every time we look up, we're being corrected for something else. We're getting rebuked for something that we don't know whether we're coming or going. We don't know this or that. And that, you know what? It's actually a good thing. Instead of complaining about it, instead of feeling a certain way about it, rejoice. Be thankful in it. And we're going to read some verses here that's going to show you why. to rejoice in it. You need to embrace it, no matter how harsh it is. And then, it's not a good thing when you think you can just run and hide from rebuke. And you act as if you're not going to, it's not going to ever come to your door. It's not a thing to fear. If anything, it's a thing you look forward to it, because with that you get, it opens your eyes, understanding, and it shows you in areas in which you probably wasn't able to see for yourself. It's a time for you to be able to grow. Hallelujah. And it's a time to be thankful. But that's just the way it is here in this world. There's always going to be a time. And if it's not a time where you're being rebuked or corrected, then you probably need to check yourself. It's really not a good place to be. And I remember, growing up in the church, in the Baptist church, and very rarely would we get rebuked. Very rarely would anybody correct, would anybody show any type of love. We've never seen the type of love that we experience here and now, right now. We are so grown and so adult, whatever we may think or fancy ourselves to be, we still like little children. Hallelujah. So we still have a lot of growing to do, a lot of divesting, a lot of purging from this world. We got a lot of stuff to get up out of us. We've spent the majority of our lives soaking it up in the world, in the lust of the things of the world, and feeding our flesh, being undisciplined, being, all of these different things, man, just lack of self-control, giving our flesh whatever it desires. And that's what's being promoted today in the world. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Statement shit. If I die, I might as well die. I'm going to die anyway, or something like that. Say, well, we're not here for a long time, but for, I can't say how they be saying it, some craziness, but anyway, it's just the same sentiments that we've heard people of old saying. Hallelujah. So, glory to the King. Let us stay sober and vigilant as, things progressively get worse, and let us stay close to the Father. Hallelujah. Start off here with Proverbs 15 and 10. It says, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. So only for the one that's forsaketh the way, correction is grievous. So him that depart from the faith, that abandon the faith, or him that fail in the faith, or him that refuses, and most times it's refusing to be corrected, refusing instruction, refusing to submit, refusing to obey that person, then yeah, it's grievous because he forsaketh the way. And he that hated truth shall die. So if you don't like to be told, you don't like to be corrected, you hear what the word is telling us, right? It says, you will die. You may not die physically, a physical death. Maybe not, but you'll die spiritually. You'll be without God's people. Right? So many people that's living now, but they're dead. They're dead because they're without. Because they quit. They fail. They refuse. They abandon Yah. They departed from us. Proverbs 3:11 says, my son. And it's telling, listen to this. Listen. It says, my son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, need to be weary of his correction. For whom Yahweh loveth, even as a father the son, in whom he delighted. So, it's a given, right? Your father loves you, he cares about you, he's gonna correct you. He wants to see you on the straight and narrow. He wants to see you doing the right thing. Because because if you think about it, how much I have to sit here and correct my sons, just my children in general, just because they don't know. They haven't lived long enough. They still have a lot of folly in them. It's just a lot of, wanting to play and wanting to do all this other stuff because they're children. That's what the word says. But it also tells me, too, not to spare the rod. That'll straighten them out. That'll get all of that folly and foolishness out of them. But it's still, no matter how much I correct them, they're still, they're going to, do things. They're going to mess up. They're going to make mistakes. And I'm grateful that they're not walking around fearful and scared, They make their mistakes, and they're learning how to deal with it, how to take correction. And sometimes I do go up and, you know, restore them and go up to them and just talk to them and just explain to them, okay, you know why this happened and why I have to take these measures? Because you did this and this and this, and we went over this before. So they need it. I mean, in every aspect of their life. And we can't be, I can't be weary with correcting them. You know, I'm showing them that I love them by actually doing this. You know, my dad used to pride himself on the fact that he never had to whip. He never had to whip me. You know, he said he would just have to look at me and I would straighten up. And that was true. He said he only had to do it a couple of times when I was really young. And then from there, it's just that fear, you know. I didn't want to experience that. I didn't, you know. So, but my boys, they straight Hebrews, man. They from birth. I mean, they come out of the womb, you know, birthing this thing like just some warriors. Sometimes I'll be like, man, I wish they just calm it down, you know. But I, you know, I'm thankful that they are not like, you know, no effeminate little boys or anything like that, like what we see a lot of out in the world. And I'm thankful that they're not like that. So that's a good way to look at it and kind of counter that. But just be thankful, you know. So, but it's a given. Father loves us. He's going to deal with us. He's going to correct us. So we are admonished to despise it, not, right? We are encouraged to embrace it, right? And we look at it because it's because of love. Glory to the King. But moving on, Proverbs 12:1. Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. But he that hated reproof is Brutus. So you see somebody who you can't tell them nothing. They know it all, and they run from instructions, or they don't want to listen to nothing you got to say. Nobody has to say. You know what type of person you're dealing with. And we charge to not even give them, any, you know, not to even try to impart anything in them, any type of wisdom or any of that. They're not going to receive it. They're brutish. They're foolish. They're not even trying to receive. So why was talk like casting pearls before swines? The one thing about us that we need to do and to remember is that we must not get weary of Yah's correction. Hallelujah. And as I stated, I mean, it's a way of life. It's a part of our heritage. It's a part of who we are. Yah has always had to deal with his people, always had to correct them. He gave instructions when we came up out of Mizraim because he knew the mindset. He knew how, you know, our process and thought was. He knew where our hearts were. So in order to cleanse us from all of that and to purge us, a lot of instructions were important. Why do you think he gave us his commandments? And they're not hard to keep, right? We can keep them, but it's the ones, you know, a lot of times who not even ordained to even deal with the word. Because I was listening to these Christians speak and talk, and it didn't make any sense whatsoever at all. And I was trying to listen to what the hell they was saying, but it was just clickbait, the title, you know what I mean? But they have no clue. And the way they speak about commandments, it's terrible. The way they speak about things that they can't comprehend. I know for a fact, when I was a Christian, I remember this one particular time I was trying to read in the law. I said, you know what? I always read in what I used to call it, you know, and we all would call the New Testament. And I said, you know, I'm going to purpose myself to sit here. And I was in Exodus somewhere. I was trying to read in Exodus. I really was trying to be diligent in it. Man, next thing you know, I fell asleep. I was out. And there was no understanding. It was all confusing. Hallelujah. But not until I come this way into the faith, into the truth, that his word is being revealed and it's being, my eyes understanding are being opened. Glory to the King. But who does? It's Psalms 23:4 when it says, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What a way to look at that. Who looks at a rod and a staff as a means of comfort? This is the King talking to us, and he was telling us, these are the things that keep me in line. These are the things that I can, you know, have comfort in and find, you know, safety in. Because whenever you know, sheep will go astray. You know, the shepherd had that rod. Get them back in order. Get them back in line. And that's just what he's doing, is just saying how he, you know, he embraces the chastening and the hand of Yah. And he looks for that. Hallelujah. Because he knows. He understands. He understands that that's love. He understands the Father has his best will, best interest at heart. Glory to the King. And all of us, that's how we need to think. As long as we stay under the banner, the umbrella of Yah, we're striving each and every day to keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, and uphold them in all righteousness. We know that we're in a safe place. Hallelujah. Amos, let's see. I had Psalm 78. Psalm 78 is really, it was pretty good. It was lengthy. It was so many different things in it. I didn't pick out one particular thing. But anyway, it was just talking about just the struggle Israel had to go through. But ultimately, you know, Yah showed compassion upon them. Even all the things, when you listen to it and you read it, because that's what I did a lot of. I did a lot of listening to it as I was driving, as I was working. And, you know, you hear all of the different things that our ancients had to go through. And then how Yah had to deal with them. But still had compassion upon our ancients. Hallelujah. One of the things we need to be careful of here and now, and it's just me saying this to you, is that, you know, not to take it for granted, Yah's mercy, and just think we can do any old thing, and, oh, I can just run to Yah, and, you know, but we got to be careful. You know, he's provided a lot of examples before us, and us that know to do well and to do it not, that is sin. Hallelujah. And so we don't want to practice sin. We don't want to take it for granted, Yah's grace, his mercy. And do what we need. We need to do what we need to do. What's right. Once we know it's right. But Amos 9, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. You know what? We have to consider the person who is doing the rebuking. I know Shepard says this, you know, all the time, and it's the truth. You know, we're so bent and so focused on, you know, what's coming forth. And trying to hide up under a rock and trying to despise it, and trying to, you know, to where we don't even realize the person doing the correction. What they have to go through in order to get to the point to rebuke, right? It's not a pleasant thing to do. Just as much as it's not pleasant to hear, it's not pleasant to do, because you have to deal with a lot of different things. Israel is something else. Israel is definitely something else. So that man is hated. Hallelujah. And we know our shepherd does quite a bit of rebuking, a lot of correcting. They still got people to this day are still bitter, you know, still butthurt, still have a lot of hatred in their heart because they were corrected. Didn't know how to receive it, didn't know how to, you know, take it as love. You know, they were just rebels, you know what I mean? And they're a lot of them are talking about they're gone. They're not even around us. And the word told us that. They're going to find themselves. They're going to be dead. If you don't like it, you don't find any joy in it, you don't receive it, you're going to find yourself without. But moving forward here, back again to Proverbs 15:10, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hated reproof shall die. So only to them that forsaketh the way that this is grievous. We got to learn too that when we are buffeted for our faults, that we need to learn to take it patiently. Hallelujah. You know, we always want to justify, you know, why we did this or that. We want to always have a rebuttal for certain things. A lot of times, we just get to shut the hell up, you know, and not to make matters worse by, you know, trying to rise up in your pride. We got to maintain humility. And just endure. If we look at the Messiah and we look at what he did, he showed us. When he was reviled, he reviled not. He didn't go, you know, tit for tat. He endured quite a bit. And he endured just once. You know, he endured this twice. He was always falsely accused of things, you know, treated very harshly. But he didn't return that same thing. unto those, you know, and we can learn quite a bit from our Messiah, right? But us in Israel, you know, we got to learn how to take things patiently. You know, I was talking to Elder Mitchell, and, you know, we were just having a conversation, sitting at dining, it was down the hill at the you know, and, you know, we was talking about some things and just talking and talking. And I remember I must have been interrupting him quite a bit. I wasn't even aware that I was even doing it. But every time, you know, he would say something I was familiar with, I would say, yeah, you know, I've been doing it. I was doing, yeah, I know. I knew that. I don't. So he finally just had enough of it. He's like, you know what, Elder? You don't have to say that every time. Like, if you've done this before, if you know what I'm talking about, just receive it. You know, just nod your head, acknowledge it. But you don't have to keep saying that every time I'm saying something that you know, you're familiar with. And I thought about it. I was like, damn, I didn't even realize I was doing it. But I was doing it. I really was. And, you know, and I told him, I said, thank you for that. Because not even aware that I'm doing that. And that's just us wanting to, you know, just justify ourselves or validate ourselves. And, hey, I know that it is. That's really a form of pride, too. You can't receive what somebody else is saying to you. You got to go out your way. You want to show them, you know, I know this. I got this. That's haughty. But, look at Job 5:17. It says, behold, happy is the man whom Yah corrected. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. And it says, behold, happy. Happy? How many of us find happy, find joy when we're going through something? You know, Shepard was talking about that yesterday, how, you know, we need to embrace, you know, when we go through trials and tribulations and things like that. You know, I know it may sound foreign, but that's always been written in the Word. It's just that we have not learned how to do that, all right? But behold, happy is the man whom ye are corrected, whether we know it or not. Glory to the King. And we keep seeing one word that keeps coming up, despise not. Hallelujah. So let's take heed to that. I'm looking at another word here, quicken, and this is from the Hebrew 24:21. And it says to live, to revive, keep, make alive, nourish up, preserve, recover, repair, restore, to life, save, alive, life, lives, surely, and behold. And that's the word quicken. So let's look at a couple scriptures here, a couple verses, I should say, from Psalms again. Quicken me after your loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimonies of your mouth, right? So make me whole after your loving kindness. Keep me alive, right? Nourish me up, hallelujah, with your words. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Yahweh. Quicken me according to your judgment. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to your word. Hallelujah. Great are your tender mercies, O Yahweh. Quicken me according to your judgment. Hallelujah. So, man, I know I want to be quickened. I want to be made whole. And revived by the word. Hallelujah. A couple of things to remember, especially when we find ourselves in a season of trials and tribulations and even persecutions, is, you know, number one, we got to make sure that we rejoice in this time. Hallelujah. Always praising, always praying, keeping out of the forefront of our minds. Stop, take a minute, and observe what's going on. Hallelujah, instead of being distraught and being in the sorrow, and just, you know, rejoice at this time, you know, because at the end, you're going to gain something out of it. You're going to, you know, if you persevere. But a few things. One thing is you must not trust in yourself. You hear that? You must not trust in yourself. You must trust in Yahweh. Don't give place to Satan. trust in Yah and do something about the attack. Whether you know it or not, they're going to come. The enemy's trying to fortify that stuff. He's trying to get you in a place where you're agreeing with all the negativity that he's spewing out. And no, it's just a bad place to be. Take the high road. Yeah. Praise his holy name. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Don't despise him. You must not call for the trap to meditate on the past. Don't sit there doing nothing. Fight back and pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Hallelujah. So a couple of verses here, and I read this to the family here on just on the other day, and also to the young patriarchs, because we walk with them, and we do, you know, we try to do things with them. We haven't been doing that with them because it's been really cold, but we're going to start again. But I read this to them as well. You know, one of the things I realized with them young boys, and these are boys from ages, I'm going to say about 5 all the way up to maybe 10 to 12, something like that, or maybe a little bit older. But we try to, you know, spend some time with them all on Shabbats because they be needing stuff to do. But you'd be surprised how much that they will retain from the message, from the word. And it'd be some little fine details and finer points, but you can just tell that they are listening. The word may seem like a complex, but it's really not. You know, even these children comprehend what's going on. Hallelujah. But I read this to them yesterday, and they appreciated it, and they really enjoyed these verses on praise, giving thanks, always giving thanks. So this is Psalm 71:5, and it's 75, verse 1. And it says, "Unto you, O Yah, do we give thanks unto you. Do we give thanks for that your name is near, your wondrous works declare. It is good to give thanks to Yah and to sing praises to your name, the Most High. To declare your loving commitment in the morning and your trustworthiness each night. Oh, give thanks unto Yah. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory you in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face evermore, King." And what I'm going to do now, I'm going to take a quick break, Saints, and then I'll come back. We'll end it up. Like I said, just wanted to come on here, give a quick word and of encouragement just to continue on in the week. But this is to have our minds and our hearts stayed on Yah, no matter what. I'm going to take a really, really quick break, ministry break. Got to find it here. All right, there we go.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1 area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. King is coming. Glory to the King. Elder Ezekiel here. Again, here on the Straight with Truth, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Glory to the King. And this edition of the Brother segment, Glory to the King, I'm your host here. But as I close it on up, just I want to remind us all to make sure that we're praying for our shepherd as he requested us to. And not only that, just we need to be praying for each other and the ministry as a whole. You know how many people are out there that hate us? People that we don't even know. People we've done nothing to. But they hate us. And they hate what they see. They hate the light in this generation. They hate what's going forward. They don't comprehend. It wasn't given to them to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. And so in doing that, they spew out a lot of garbage, man. It's spill out quite a bit. So we got to make sure we always on the defense, warring against Satan's kingdom and his minions and all of those who, you know, are set to do his will. Because there's so many more of them than it is us. But, you know, with the power of the Most High, we have the power to put them to flight. Hallelujah. So we can definitely make sure we're praying and warring for one another out here, because it gets crazy. And as I always say it, but, you know, when somebody comes on your mind, it's good to, if you don't call them, if you don't text them, if you don't, you know, at least you can pray for them, because y'all know what's going on with them. Maybe sometimes people just pop up in my mind. I may not have spoken to in a little bit, but they'll come to mind. And if they're close by, I will reach out. But I'm just thankful and that Yah is dealing with us as people in this time. And whatever goes on, whatever happens, you know, even myself, and I'm praying, because we can never be too sure of ourselves unless we fall. But that it'll get better. This could be answer to prayers. This here could be, you know, the breakthrough that we needed. We may not like what's going on or how it takes place, but we got to learn how to delight in it, enjoy in it, and realize, you know what, Yah does all things well. Glory to the King. And the man of Yah knows what he's doing. He's been on his journey, on his path, way longer than any of us, most of us. So, hallelujah. Let's just follow his lead and continue to grow in this thing. And look where he... under his lead and his guidance that we've come thus far, where we are to this day. So, glory to the King. He always says, you know, he's good until he gets to us, until he gets to our front door and uncover the wickedness and things that's going on with us. He's right with everybody else. Hallelujah. So, glory to the King. I'm gonna read just a few verses here, and we're going to call it. But, always an honor, privilege to be able to come before you all, Yah's people, and to speak words unto you. You know, I'm always praying and asking the Father to give me the utterance and to be able to, you know, just impart something that may help, even if it's just for one person. Glory to the King, and Yah's will be done. But this here is Revelation Revelation chapter 19 and 5. And it says, and a voice came from the throne saying, praise our Elohim, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard as the voice of a great crowd, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunders, saying, hallelujah, for Yahweh reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him praise, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife prepared herself. Hallelujah. Let us make sure we're preparing ourselves. We want to be found ready. Glory to the King. Bless you all, Israel, people of Yah, Yah's chosen people, the apple of his eye. Glory to the King. Y'all be encouraged, and y'all be blessed. Hallelujah to Elder Ezekiel, and I'm signing off this edition of the Straight with Truth on Blog Talk Radio, the Brother segment. Bless you all. Shalom, shalom, saints.